said concerns the weather and they have sensitivity to object.
Well, obviously that one was one that kind of got extended. I mean, I told Steve in advance, and I just want to see people that are going to be happy to come in, you know, not people that are going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
I thought that was the rule, but anyway, you thought it was.
It was, and then
his problem is that he said that he turned down, he said that he turned down Roy Ash on liberals thing, and that he's, and the other thing is that he really got stuck there because he said the Secretary Richardson called me in and asked me to stay. Ron Warner, the Secretary of Navy, called me in to stay, and then the White House called me in and told me I was fired. But you see, what happens there is that our boys out in the departments look real goddamn nice. That should have been having in the department. But either Malik or Ash, this happened some time ago, because he said he understood that Ash, I said, I'm beginning to do it. He said, oh, yes, he was the one that had the PUD, and he and I think Malik and so forth had. Well, at least that was the story.
Oh, yeah. Because that, and if that's the case, it sure as hell should have known better to put in on the list to come in, because that was supposed to be the people who we...
Well, the point is, I don't blame that. I don't want to second guess that, but look, the guy may be a fellow that can make some trouble, because he said that there's just a lot of people that have been loyal and so forth, and they're very, very hurt because they've not been treated well by the White House staff, you know, their firings and so forth. I don't know how many there are.
I'm not sure there are.
Haven't most of them been handled rather well?
Most of them have been handled.
Well. They're getting good jobs. We've got people that I saw in this getting damn good jobs.
Huh? Most of them have. Most of them were in good shape on. Some are not.
Yeah.
That's inevitable. You never got
out. Some of them just have to go.
Remove everybody.
Now, getting at the ambassadorial list, go ahead on Keating, as I told you. Now, I think we've got to move on the large thing. What are we going to do there? Are we going to not move and just leave that clown there or what?
Which,
John Lodge.
No, that's changing.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay. Because sure, we've had too many reports on his, you know, business, and so you'll handle that.
I talked to Finch on Reynolds, and he said he was sure that there would be no problem. No real problem.
On the basis that we can't send him because his father's in business there.
He said there would be no real problem if you can send him to another Latin American country, any other Latin American country. He said there would be a very tough problem if you don't send him somewhere, because he said he was at a party with him the other night and Zelda was talking about
him. Well, can't get him into a country like Colombia. That's a good country. Now, let's just do that. Bob Hill's a possibility for there. And another thing that Henry mentioned is that Bob Hill would be a damn good one in Pakistan if he takes it. Well, he'd take it. We need an extra man there. Now, John Owen hit me very hard. He said he talked to Maury about keeping Philip Crowe officers in Washington. Why does this
that's
happen?
Good, Dan. I don't know, but that's good. I think that's a damn good sign. If we get some of our people wanting to say this, normally our people can't bear it out fast enough, and I happen to be one of them. But most of us will get out of here the instant we can.
I don't.
I think if some of them want to say that's great, maybe
then we have our new society. She's never even mentioned this thing, did she? The Brad took.
No, a nice guy.
But he just can't go.
He's weak, soft, quiet, no pizzazz, no nothing. Nothing wrong with him, just nothing there.
Well, he did his job.
He did his job. And this wasn't an unhappy thing, but I'm glad to get her in, because she's a lot more seen than he does.
She should run for office.
She busted her ass in the campaign. She organized the women and mobilized the cabinet troops and all that.
She's kind of crazy. She was a child.
Yeah, but beyond that, she in this last campaign, she was a sort of driving force in the administration's wives' groups. And she's just a help.
Well, there's no question that the reorganization thing has spent a lot of blood before. Just inevitable.
It has left nearly as much as
you need
as I thought it was going to.
You think we're getting that much of improvement?
Yeah.
I hope so. I don't know. I hope I assume we are, because but
I do. It hasn't left as much blood as it should have, really. We've softened on some, and we've
transferred,
moved people up instead of out, or over instead of out. I'm not sure it's a good idea for this kind of exercise, though.
It's the last.
The only kind
of... Well, I was glad to do it, though, because with colon, for example, he worked his butt off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're working hard. They get a picture.
His wife, who's a real bitch, she worked hard in the campaign, too.
But anyway, he's a thing. He's going to do one hell of a good job.
Larry Silver. Is he?
They all.
That was the one we got on a sticky wicket on a jet ship.
Yeah.
Who's going to stay here and watch it?
Yeah. Oh, here we are.
Except Tony Johnson. Conley is moving rapidly. Right. He's starting to get stuff from all over. He's,
What my remark on it today will speculate again.
He's approached Jeb Magruder, or he's had Christian approach Jeb Magruder, and he's asked Jeb to come down to Houston to talk to him. He's told the former PIO of Treasury to stand, to be ready and stand by, that he's going to want to get him going as a press guy. And yeah, he's putting an apparatus together.
Already.
He's instead of making a shift, he's getting his machinery ready. He's not gonna shift. He's not just gonna shift parties and then say, now what'll I do? He's figuring it all out. I don't know what the hell he's figuring out, but he's obviously locked it. See, this speculation is
an ancient story.
Yeah, he's put it out. And he's building it up. He's running his own little thing. And I think, right, he's not saying anything to you or to me.
He's right. He's right.
And I think that's the right thing to do.
He's right.
But he's sending all the signals. He knows that what we'll get that back.
And also, for example, it's a brilliant move to get Kleindienst. Because he knows Kleindienst can get delegates.
Exactly. See? Best Republican delegate man in the country. But he's purposely staying away so he can say, wow, did you discuss this with the president?
Or
with nobody at the White House? No.
Boy, we could just follow up with some others to go with. There, we have such a piss-poor leadership, though. I mean, Jerry Ford and Les sit around above and they're fighting. And say, well, we've got this in mind. Who they talk to, the one guy, and Daniels, maybe, and three others. We really strike out down there on that. I don't know. We've got Harlow supposed to have worked on that. Harry Dent supposed to have worked on it. Jerry Ford and Les Aarons. You finally come down to it. You don't know who the hell to talk to. It's not very well buttoned up, is it?
No. And the problem is, if we try to get into it together, we make them even madder. I mean, then they say, that's what's so damn frustrating. I see all these things that you could do, but you can't figure out how you can get in and do them. I think we could put together a couple guys and go up there on the hill and mobilize a thing and get a switchover. But then we'd make the Republicans so mad they wouldn't give them their lateral moves at the committee levels.
You got brokers, so get the guy to agree to go and
so that as people call, he's got someone who can take the calls instead
right.
of just sitting there in his law office wondering what the hell to do. And he's right to do that. He's gonna start some balls in motion. He needs to be speaking to you. Set in motion a plan to send a presidential plane to pick up the wives and families of the U.S. ambassador at the DCM who were shot in Sudan and the bodies that we can get them. But have them just get started on getting a presidential plane. I'm sorry, I'm going to ask the U.S. to work it out with the Congress who is over there on his way.
Yeah, they didn't say that we know that they were made, you know, that sort of thing.
Only other suggestion here is to say it was with the deepest sense of grief, and we could add their outrage, that I have learned from the act of terror. The original draft came over with.
Yeah, I prefer grief.
Grief and leave it alone.
Everybody knows we're out.
They want me to raise them. We'll go with it this way.
Say it. No.
Too late now.
Too late. Go ahead.
don't you all know where the power is in this country? I said, yeah, but you wouldn't be concerned with that.
You know, Ron was saying he really had one hell of a lot of news since the election. It's his first of the year, you know, around here. And also a very interesting. Despite that, because we really have, well, since the election, really, not this time, not since the election, they talked about the hideaway, yeah. The hideaway, that was a heavier schedule than you know,
Sperry. vice president. And his people.
I think
bothers people probably more than bothers him. I'm not so sure he's really that.
I don't think he's got the.
Dr. People don't think he's
got the. I never have the drive for it.
And he just sort of sits there and it's going to drop in his lap like that.
He'd love to have it if he didn't have to work for it.
The problem is, I don't think he'd want to work at it after he got it either. I think
he likes to be king. He likes to be king, but he doesn't like to be prime minister. That's the problem. It really is true.
Yes, sir.
He loves the pomp and circumstance. He loves to be bound and scraped. He really does. And he accepts all that as his due.
Oh, it's just,
but he doesn't like to get down that dirt like I get down and work my butt off and stuff. And he will not do that. I don't mean that he doesn't do well when you give him an assignment, but he doesn't.
And he doesn't do real well. I mean, to the degree he does do well, he's given a hell of a lot of help. You had to fight for the help you got. And you didn't get very damn much even then. You did it yourself, which is an advantage.
Yeah. I have no regrets.
You got a letter coming in for
more speeches like
from Captain Denton, whatever it is, the POW.
Oh, yeah.
Captain. And he makes the point. He said, those of us who commanded POW camps in a way had kind of the same situation you had as president. You know, we had to run something. And he said that maybe it was easier for us because we were under physical difficulty. And as you know, that the stress of difficulty makes people perform better or something. He was making a point that it's easy. And then he's saying that America's gone soft. He just comes back and is starting to see how it's
great.
Gone soft here because things are too easy for people. That's what those guys have picked up, and I think we're going to see a lot of that.
They can affect the nation, I hope.
The old Puritan ethic type stuff come out of some of those guys.
Well, that's what they were saying when they came off that flight.
Yeah.
That's why it's driven the press right up the wall. They can't stand it.
That's right.
And they can't stand it that they were on live television. You know, that's so hard for them to find anybody that feels otherwise. They found one sergeant out there.
Yeah.
Obviously Jewish. Who was probably, I imagine, AWOL. You know,
well, he sounded like he's maybe on dope or something. He wasn't really, he talks a sort of hippie language. And sort of,
was he very young?
Disconnected. I don't know. I didn't see him on television. I just read his.
But my point is, but that's just one, you know,
there's a lot of doing that one.
Well, I mean, there may be more, but that's the point. You're crowding some of the great majority.
Fortunately, the great majority are officers.
Are officers. And the great majority
are IFT.
And must you see when a guy is hired over that, it's the kind of thing that really makes the story. The guy who had it carved in his cell, and the guy that made it from a handkerchief or some damn thing.
Sure. On the stuff they're now talking about it. December 18th, when everybody went wild and cheered and all that, because when they heard the B-52s.
You know, I imagine that was something for them. They knew they were hopeless. Here came another Christmas. And then that was our Christmas Eve. The bombing, in retrospect, it can be written that way, too. At least it was part of the people here. It was a hell of a Christmas present for those guys.
And the hell with the people here. I mean, they did.
What did they do after Christmas? And what did they do to do then?
Eggnogs in their Christmas tree.
Yeah, what did they do then? Except to be, say, oh, isn't it terrible?
Give them something to bitch about the president. But
no, I'm awfully glad that you insisted that we not do them in this office. This office is easy and pleasant, and it's nice for the press. It's more convinced of it. It's the view that it brings from television is the game. Well, I must never do anything unless it's on television.
Beyond that, there's a thing. There's an atmosphere. I think it's better for you to stand behind a podium and have the microphones on and the cameras going when you're talking to those guys than it is for you to let them into your office. Yeah. And you want to go out to their formal room,
right,
and stand up with something between you. Hear their. You're dignifying them too much in here.
Right. And they like it out there, too. They have a good time.
Some of them like coming in here, the old timers, you know. It goes came to going to the gridiron correspondence center. I guess I should.
You should go. That's what I mean.
I swore I was never going to go to this thing again.
With all this. No, you got to go because the whole staff. I guess it's ready to go. I wouldn't go to the correspondence, though. I should. I don't think you need to do that.
Well, I would sure like not to.
I think you should go to the gridiron because the gridiron, they're going to crap on you.
Yeah,
at the correspondence, they aren't going to crap on you.
And I should, though.
No, I wouldn't do the correspondence.
Hell no.
Okay. No, you should. You should go to the gridiron because they're just to be there when they grant so the celebrities go to the correspondence. Christ, I'm going to the correspondence. That's enough. Nobody has to go to the correspondence. Believe me, nobody else.
Okay.
When I go, and the whole cabinet should know that. You know, one thing on invitations that I don't know whether we can do a hell of a lot about it. I know we had the governor's thing one night, and we had the other than that next time. But it really is tough to have the same cabinet people. There were about three of the same cabinet people came to the dinner.
Yeah, Schultz.
Schultz and Richardson.
Richardson.
And, I don't know, yeah.
We should.
They should never, I just don't want to ever see them at a dinner. That, I mean, I just don't give a goddamn what dinner it is. There was no reason for Schultz to be at the Friday dinner.
Yeah.
None whatever.
No.
And, Richardson didn't have to be there.
As it turned out, it was good at what he was, because he had a couple-hour talk with Connie afterwards last night. They had a long, long, they went down to the library after the
great. Isn't that wonderful?
He had a very good session.
About economics. Was he pleased with it?
Yeah.
Understand.
Thought it was very productive.
I like Schultz to do anything. But, you know, for us, and they come in, frankly, force. I want it to be a thrill for it to come to the goddamn White House. You know? Don't you?
Do you feel that way?
Yep.
About once a month.
It's not.
Well, once a month is too much.
Huh?
Once a month is way too much.
And the people, no. That's...
And it does get over, just like it does for you. I mean, those things...
Come on.
Really, what are you going to do?
The Cougar did fly his own plane there.
It is there. It's an aircraft. Is it big enough?
Yeah, it's a C-1. Really, I think those big ones are. And the State Department currently has in mind to have him remain there with the aircraft to bring him back. So, you may want to...
The President has ordered that the plane stay there with McCumber to bring him back.
Yeah, we can say
so. He's a guy in State Department.
No, I don't know.
The President has directed the Secretary of Commerce to stay there as a chairman to remain the same with the plane. He's right.
And we did get word now, finally, from our embassy that the Belgian charge A is still alive, but our two men are dead.
They only killed the American?
The two. Two Americans.
I know. Well, I suppose you might say they killed the Americans because we said we wouldn't pay with blacks. They probably didn't even know we said it. Get us out of the embassy. It's the only position you can take, though.
Yeah, yes.
No black man.
As soon as you bail one of those guys out, you're going to get 100 of those. Get every ambassador in the world if you get that.
Well, we're this